I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a couple from Chatham about a tasty seasonal fish.
Every summer, Shannon Aldridge and Russell Kingman set up a traditional commercial fishery with something called weirs.
Our fish weirs are in Nantucket Sound, and they're hickory tree poles that we drive into the ocean bed, and we stretch nets across them. There's a long fence of nets, and at the deeper end, there's a bowl of a net.
Picture a balloon with the string hanging toward the shore. When migratory fish hit the long, straight fence of nets called the leader, their instinct is to swim to deeper water. This leads them into the bowl where they get trapped.
And we go in and we pull up the net where the fish have been schooling around, and we scoop them out into the boat, drop the net, drive out, and come in and sell our fish.
Hopefully black sea bass. The small relative of the grouper is found all along the East Coast from Cape Hatteras to Cape Cod. And of the roughly 10 migratory species Shannon and Russell catch in the fish weirs, it's one of their favorites.
Black sea bass are beautiful fish.
The colors are iridescent purples and blues and greens.
And they have this really cool fin that has crazy spikes on them. So when you're handling them, because we have to, you know, handle all our fish by hand, when we're culling through what we can take and what we can't, because we throw away the small stuff, you have to be really careful and handle them on their bellies.
It can be painful, but it's worth it, because black sea bass is popular. So Shannon and Russell get a good price for it. The fish tend to be about a pound to 2 pounds each, which means they're usually left whole instead of filleted. Here's Russell.
What we like to do is we like to scale them and cook them whole, and we'll broil them, make a few slits on each side, and marinate them maybe in a little fresh ginger and a little soy and some roasted garlic, and just broil them, and they're really delicious.
Yeah, and we've also stuffed them, too. And same thing, stuffed them whole. You just cut the head off, take the guts out, and stuff them with, like, a fresh corn sort of salsa-type stuffing, and then broil them. They're so good.
And what's the flavor like?
The flavor of sea bass is...
Well, I think it's a cross between maybe, like, a flounder and a regular striped bass. It's somewhere between that. Very tasty. The other thing we like to do with the small sea bass is make a seafood stew. And we'll make a Thai version with curry and coconut milk and pieces of small sea bass, you know, all cut up.
Russell says smaller pieces of the fish are also good for pan frying in butter and garlic. Black sea bass will be in Nantucket Sound most of the summer. And there's a pot trap fishery for the species that opens in August. Shannon and Russell set up their weirs in late April and take them down in July, when bigger predatory fish show up and start eating the smaller fish the weirs target. Between now and then, how many black sea bass they catch depends partly on fish populations and partly on the wind.
They're coming in waves, and it all depends on the wind direction. Either the wind is blowing from the west or southwest, we'll see a little wave of sea bass. But if it turns around and comes from the east or north, we just don't see them. They don't like to swim against that wind.
Black sea bass stocks were declared overfished in 2000. But since then, the mid-Atlantic stock has recovered and is now considered rebuilt. The Eldridge family are the only commercial weir fishermen still operating in Nantucket Sound. But there used to be weirs all along the shores off Cape Cod. There are links to learn a lot more about the weir fishery and its history on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online at capeandislands.org is a recipe for Thai fish stew with black sea bass. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.